How are you? I don't know whether to say judge or mayor or just Dennis.
Tony, I learned a long time ago. My mother used to say, it doesn't matter what people call you, as long as they don't call you too late. So, as long as you don't call. You know what? I've never missed a meal. But I am. I've stepped away as chairman of the outstanding law firm of Dickinson Wright, which has about 277 lawyers and offices, five in the state of Michigan, one in Washington, D.C., Toronto, Phoenix, Arizona, Las Vegas, Toronto, Canada, and Nashville, Tennessee, to start my own firm, Dennis W. Archer, PLLC. However, I remain chair emeritus of Dickinson Wright, so that's where you'll find my email address and the like at the law firm of Dickinson Wright.
Well, I know you're always looking for new challenges. Why start your own firm?
Well, I started, Tony, frankly, to slow down. I'm old enough now, and I've been working since the age of eight, that I think I've earned the right to begin to slow down, and the best way to do that and to give the respect that I have for the law firm, Dickinson Wright, is to reduce my time commitment, and thus I'm serving on three publicly traded corporate boards. I serve on three for-profit corporate boards, and I'm ending up a responsibility on a nonprofit. And I'm fortunate to chair the Board of Trustees of Western Michigan University. And then from time to time, if a client comes in and says, you know, I'd like for you to consider doing something along these lines, if I believe in it and I think it has the right thing that I should do and feel comfortable doing it, then I will acquiesce. Otherwise, I'm spending more time with my two grandsons and my wife, who's a retired judge, after having she had served for some 17 and a half years on the 36th District Court here in Detroit. And so I'm trying to slow down so I don't flunk retirement when I get there.
Well, it doesn't sound like you're any less busy, especially when you're chasing two grandkids around.
I'll tell you what, Tony, you need rollerblades. These youngsters, boy, they're 3 and 6, and they are really the apple of our eyes, and we're enjoying them so much.
Well, I received a press release yesterday talking about a Michigan group going to Washington, D.C. to oppose the Express Scripts Medco merger. Michigan members of the nationwide PCPAN coalition joins several representatives to talk about this. Give us your take on this story.
Tony, this is the Preserve Community Pharmacy Access Now Coalition. It's a group of pharmacists and a group of people, frankly, who are concerned about the pharmacy benefit management companies who have the responsibility, and they came into fruition to sort of be the go-between between the pharmaceutical companies and pharmacists, and also between the states and the pharmaceutical pharmacies, so that they can purportedly save some money, acting as a middleman between corporations or insurance companies and patients. Already, this merger between the number three company in the United States, Express Scripts Inc., taking over the number one company, Medco Health Solutions, is something that would, in my view, and frankly, in the view of a number of members of Congress who have already sent a letter to the Federal Trade Commission and are starting to hold hearings within their respective jurisdictions and oversight to determine whether or not this is an appropriate merger that would benefit or would in fact hurt patients at the end of the day and people who want access to fair-priced prescriptions, and more importantly, for those who want to have a continued relationship with their pharmacists. I don't know about you, but you know, as I get older, when I go in for annual meetings from time to time, annual health care checkups with my physician, from time to time I might be prescribed a medication. And for people who go to their pharmacists, and pharmacist knows them, frankly, knows their family, et cetera, may say, well, Dennis, wait a minute. If you looked at this, between these two medications, make sure if you're going to use them that you take one in the morning and one in the afternoon, because if you take them combined, here's the potential health hazards that can occur. That's the front-line, personal, instinctive kinds of things that occurs when you're able to interact with the pharmacist. You don't have that when what you do, you're given a prescription, you send it in to a pharmaceutical benefits management group, and they just send you out the prescription. And so that's the real big picture here.
Yeah, but they will tell you this is a cheaper way to do business. It's a more efficient. And here we go again with government getting in the way of business.
Tony, I think that is, if I were them, that would be the same position that I would take. But in reality, the great thing is that whenever there is a request from the Federal Trade Commission for a merger to take place, these are legitimate questions that pharmaceutical companies, patients, and others can ask for the Federal Trade Commission to take a look at. And that's what members of Congress are doing. And frankly, here in Michigan, John Conyers, who is the ranking chair member, he's not in the majority now because the Republicans control the House, but he too, along with a number of others, have asked for the Federal Trade Commission to take a look at this merger request to determine whether or not it will help or hurt. And members of Congress are holding their own hearings. And I think at the end of the day, just as we have seen, you know, for example, I thought sure that the merger of AT&T and T-Mobile might go through unscathed, but people are weighing in and saying, wait a minute, that's going to hurt and cause too much of a monopoly where you control everything here. And as I recall, I think the Justice Department is actually weighing in to fight it, and we'll see what occurs there. But this is something that occurs in business, Tony. That is to say, when there's a request for a merger and it appears to be that there's going to be a monopoly, this is a legitimate issue because a monopoly can cause the cost to go up, and in this instance, cause the patients to lose that personal contact. Yeah, you can save money, maybe, but in saving money, you lose the opportunity to have the personal contact and relationship with your pharmacist.
When do you think that this matter will be decided on whether to allow or disallow the merger?
Tony, this request or the announcement and of the intention of Express Scripts to acquire Medico took place last July. And they did everything they're supposed to do, fully advise everybody, put everybody on notice. And what they hoped will occur is that in the first part of 2012, next year, that if all things go well from their point of view, that the merger will go through. On the other hand, when you consider the thousands, literally thousands of pharmacies across the country, the pharmacists across the country, and now there's a big concern, I think, developing between those who benefit from the cost savings are taking a look at this and saying, well, wait a minute, we know we save some money here, but we want to be fair to our members, unions would say, we want to make sure that this is something that's not going to jack the price up and then cause our members and our retirees not to have the kind of pharmaceutical personal care that they've always had. And so people are starting to weigh in. If that occurs, then I'm sure there are likely to be some hearings by the FTC, and they will take a look at it. And ultimately, it's up to the Federal Trade Commission.
All right, before we let you go, I've got to ask you a few Michigan-type questions. First of all, from your perspective, do we need a bridge from Detroit to Windsor?
There seems to be more than adequate documentation to suggest that it would be in the best interest to have a bridge, another bridge built. I understand that there's been a study that suggests that the numbers of bridge crossings have gone down. But there's also adequate and more than adequate studies to suggest it would frankly be in the best interest to have a state-owned additional bridge that will help with the traffic. This traffic, the bridge is something that's not being built for tomorrow or for next week, but you're looking at the future. It's going to take years to frankly build this bridge and cause it to be ready to go. Because and the other thing, Tony, is if we don't do it here at Detroit, it's going to be done at another location, probably closer to Buffalo, New York, or someplace else. And once people get into a habit and custom of using that bridge, they will not, if Detroit decides to try to build one later, or I should say the state decides to build one later, they're not going to switch to come down this way. And so it's who gets there first. The other thing is that with the relationship that Governor Snyder appears to have with the Canadian government, and there and the Canadian government wanting to have a relationship so that they can have this bridge built between Windsor and Detroit, they're willing to put up $500,000, or $500 million to cause this bridge to be built, which is the funds that the state would have to come up with, and the money would be paid back through tolls. Moreover, the money, as I recall reading in the papers, Secretary Ray LaHood of the Transportation Department, the appointee of President Obama of the former Republican United States Congressman from Illinois, they've looked at it and said, look, if you all go through with this bridge, we will count that $500 million toward your, meaning the state's, contribution for the bridge being built. And as a result, it appears that the state, through the legislature and Governor Snyder, would be able to use those matching dollars to move that $500 million into the ability to improve and use that as matching funds to get additional dollars from the federal government to improve our roads, our bridges, and the like.
All right, Dennis, I've got to get to a break. I want to put you on the line. We're going to get a phone number. I got a ton more questions for you. We're going to see if we can schedule you to come back on the program this week.
I'd love to. Thank you.